What About Vietnam? A podcast with Gary Newsom. The series where Curry talks with travellers about their experiences and adventures. Find out more about Vietnam from the people who have actually been there.
What about Vietnam?
Whether it's adventure, exploring the culture and cuisine, shopping, or just soaking up the sun. Let Curry and her travellers pave the way for a magical holiday in Vietnam.
What about Vietnam?
Xin chào and welcome to What About Vietnam. I'm delighted to have you back for the last in our little mini series on learning a few words and phrases in Vietnamese with Ms. Ha. This is the last in the series. Just over the last few weeks, we've been going through, you know, some settings in which you may find yourself and certainly to have the advantage of being able to use some key words in those circumstances, it's going to make your experience so much richer. In the first episode, we covered some greetings, you know, words like please and thank you and hello, of course. They're just those beautiful words that just say that, you know, I've taken a little bit of interest about your country and I understand that these words are words of welcome and I'm glad to be here. In the second episode, we look at dietary requirements, and I thought that was important. I hope you get something out of that, because when you're in a restaurant and you do have certain dietary requirements, sometimes I do see people struggling trying to get that request across to the waiter. So, you know, words on how to summons the waiter to your table. You know, if you're gluten-free, some of those words, it's not that easy to point to a picture that says gluten-free or no spicy. So hopefully the word in episode two of this mini series will help you there. And today's episode is about shopping, and it's one of the best things that you can do in Vietnam. The shopping is wonderful. It's wide and varied. So you'll go into some shops, you know, there's malls, you know, there's everything, you know, a Western country would have, certainly in the major cities. And there are boutiques also that have fixed prices. But when you go just to some of the markets and things like that, you are going to be bartering. So making sure that you've got some words so that you can feel a little bit confident in that bartering space. Now, I have to admit, I'm not the best at bartering, but I never want to walk out feeling like I've been ripped off. So I try and play the game a little bit, and Ha in this episode explains a little bit about that game and the words to kind of make that a fun experience. You don't want to get too head up about, you know, 5,000 dong when in your own currency that's only a few cents. So, you know, just some key words to make that shopping experience fun and you walk out with what you want at the right price. Please welcome Ha back to the program. I'm sure she's going to share with you some really great insights, especially one of the last ones will really come in handy. Let's welcome Ha back to the program. One last scenario, which I know comes up, will come up for anyone who's traveling in Vietnam, or I hope it does anyway, is their experience in shopping and in a market. And the markets is a wonderful place to get to understand Vietnamese culture and all the rest of it. Sometimes I will look at something and I pick it up and I try and figure out, you know, how much it costs. But if I don't know the product, or I don't know the store owner, or, you know, I don't know it well, I want to know how to say how much.
Bao. B-A-O. Bao. Bao nhiêu tiền.
Bao. Yes. You.
Tiền.
Tiền.
Perfect. Perfect.
Bao you tiền.
Wow, yes.
T or tiền? Bao you tiền.
T. T.
T. Bao you tiền.
Bao nhiêu tiền.
Okay.
Oh, you get it right.
Am I going up or down with the tone?
So tin is a down tone. So yeah, you ask right. Bao nhiêu tin.
Bao nhiêu tiền?
Yes.
Bao nhiêu tiền?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
How much? Okay. And then another funny scenario. I actually did this with a girlfriend of mine who's Vietnamese, and we sometimes travel together. And when something is too expensive, she will go Troy Oi.
Troy Oi.
Yeah. And that is like, oh my God, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Troy Oi? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
When she says Troy, I always quickly turn around because she doesn't normally say that, but she's obviously shocked at the price they have given her or whatever.
Yes.
But if you want to say it is too expensive, what would you say?
You say that what? That
duck,
qua,
which duck is qua?
Me. Yes, that qua. That qua.
Duck qua.
Joy, that qua.
Do you say, Troy, so you can put them together. Oh, my God, too expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Just another one, because sometimes in the markets and you're dealing with people, I'm not very good at bartering, like the haggling the price. I just want to know what the bottom price is. So I just say, what is the best price? They seem to understand what that means, but I don't say it in Vietnamese.
What is the best price? You can say...
is that a good thing to say?
It is
to get the
thing.
Bottom price.
Yes, it is a good thing to say. But then you come up with kind of strategy. I'm just like, it's very. So we don't directly say it. Basically, like literally say how what is the best price. We're trying to use such a things to make them say the best price. So it's kind of very hard and for me to sum up with a sentence, say, what is the best price? Of course, I can give you the literally how you say that. But
you're saying in the scenario, you wouldn't use it.
I wouldn't use it. I would just somehow do some trick to make them say the best price they got for me.
Is but that Troy Oi?
No. If you say Troy Oi, they will say Troy Oi back to you. You say, no, this is not expensive at all. Yeah. But I can give you the literally sentence what to say, what is the best price. Yeah, which is mean price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tốt.
Tốt.
Yes. Tốt nhất.
Yep.
Nhất. Yes. N-H-A-T. Nhất.
Nhất.
Của bạn.
Okay.
Là.
Is there a simple way to ask or get to the best price?
No, because the best price it's literally say, yeah, tốt nhất. Or you just keep saying that, bao nhiêu. And then you say, I want to buy it, and bao nhiêu. So you just
ban nhiêu. What does ban nhiêu mean?
Ban nhiêu mean how much, as in bao nhiêu tiền.
Ban nhiêu.
Yeah, you keep asking. For example, they say 200,000 VND, and then you think it's too expensive. You say, come, ban nhiêu. And then you keep asking
come
them.
Come ban nhiêu.
Come, okay. Which is mean, no. How much? How much is actually is? And then you just keep asking. Very politely, very calm, because I think it's just a game. You don't get excited and you don't get...
I agree.
And then you just calmly say that. And then finally you get what you want and she get what she wants.
Yeah.
So win-win situation. Yeah.
And sometimes I just kind of see some people, and I wanted to stress this for everyone listening, sometimes I see people getting... upset or angry over like 5,000 dong, which is, you know, like a very small amount to be getting upset or angry or causing a disruption. And I want people to remind themselves of what 5,000 means in their currency, because, you know, with the Australian currency, it's kind of under a dollar. And, you know, it's like, it's it's not 60 cents, you know, it's like nothing.
It's like nothing. Yes, true.
Yeah,
it happens to me too, as a Vietnamese, when I do bargain. It's not only to Western or tourist or foreigner. It's happened to me too, because sometimes you get in too much into the game, you forgot how so little it is, you know? So he was like, let my ego win. Like, I just want to win.
Yeah, and I didn't actually understand that it is a bit of a game, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I know my Vietnamese friend, she says, we're just having fun, you know, like she understands, I want to buy it, I will buy it, but, you know, she needs to give me good price, and don't worry, we're not upset with one another. And because sometimes it goes on and on. Yeah.
And on and on, yes. Where
I just want to get it and, you know, go, et cetera. Okay, so when I decide I don't want to buy it because I just changed my mind and I want to say no, thank you.
You say không.
Không.
Cảm ơn.
Cảm ơn.
Yes. Yeah.
So you just put those two together and that's okay.
Say no, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Say không. Okay. Cảm ơn.
Good.
Yes.
You just want to go in and you just want to do looking. So I want to be able to say, I just looking. Because I want them to understand. I don't want to get in a game with them. I don't want to, you know, I pick something up and they automatically think I want to buy it. I'm just looking at it. How do I say just looking?
Just looking. Just is G.
G.
G. Looking. It's sem.
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 Sem. X E M.
Sem.
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 G-sem.
G-sem.
Yes.
G sem.
Sem. Yes.
G sem. So if I just go in and I'm looking at something, but I'm not really sure I'm going to buy anything, I just say G sem.
G sem.
G sem.
Or you can say I'm just looking. You can say toi, which is T O I toi. Tôi is mean me. You can use it in every sentence. You just put the word in. Tôi chỉ xem.
Chỉ xem. Good. That's handy. Because I love shopping in Vietnam. But I look around a lot. Okay. That is fantastic. I think we cover good conversation, do you think? And good markets and
basic.
I think good restaurant.
Good restaurant,
basic.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any other words you think would be good for us to know?
Where is the toilet? Because actually, you know, but it's very useful because when you, for example, you're in the market.
It's a very good one.
So you can say toilet.
Toilet.
Đâu.
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 Do. Is that down tone?
Do. Yes. Do is a neutral tone. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is a little
toilet,
wavy.
Do.
Toilet do.
Do. Toilet do.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think that's the very common. I don't. I think as a tourist, I would like to ask where's the toilet when I'm in the market. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think maybe it's good to have one about taxi or?
Taxi? You can try a taxi. You can, because taxi, how can you say? You can say.
Where do I go to get taxi? Yeah.
You can say taxi, đâu, which is đâu. It's the same with the last sentence I just said, where is the toilet? Đâu. Which is where?
Đâu.
Yes. Taxi ở đâu?
Taxi ở đâu? Okay. So that's where is taxi?
Yeah.
Okay. Ha, that's terrific. That's really, really great. I feel like even I might improve on my next visit. That is wonderful.
I hope.
Anything else you want to add, or do you think we've got enough?
I think that's pretty much every. basic things that you need. But I think I just want to give you a tip to all the tourists that want to visit Vietnam and you want to be a little bit polite. You can say, anh ơi. You can, if you want to call someone, you can call them anh ơi.
Anh ơi.
Yes.
Anh ơi.
Yes. Anh ơi mean anh is a big brother who is like older than you. Like, for example, if you see a taxi driver, you can call him anh ơi. You can call him anh, which is also common for Mr.
Oi.
Anh ơi.
Anh ơi.
Yes.
Anh ơi. Anh
yes. Oi. Very polite. Anh oi. And I think a lot of people will like it. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Check out the episode notes for more information.
What about Vietnam?
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and stay tuned for more fun adventures in Vietnam.
What about Vietnam?